Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is No One is Perfect. Have you ever told someone, "You won't believe what I did," then proceeded to tell them about something stupid you did? Why did you feel compelled to share your mistake? Other than using it as an example to teach a lesson, what benefit could you derive by telling people about something you shouldn't have done? Have you ever stopped to consider that it could negatively influence how they view you and how you see yourself? Our personal brand is formed from the hundreds of impressions we make on others. The words in our emails, our voice tone on the phone, our appearance, everything we do or say is making small impressions on those around us. Tony Jerry, popular author, speaker, and communication coach, said, "Every day, in dozens of different ways, you're sending a message out to the world. The wrong message will cost you respect, career promotions, and perhaps relationships. And the right messages will enable you to achieve your personal and professional best." In the business world, the more positively you are viewed, the more options you will have, and the more value you will offer to the market. In your personal life, how you are viewed will affect everything from the quality of people you attract into your life to how you're treated. Let me offer you a word of caution. Before telling people about the unwise things you've done, pause to consider how it may influence how they think about you. Remember, even among your closest friends, every impression matters. Another critical factor to consider is the residual effect on your personal development and self-image. If you concentrate on your faults and focus on remorse for your poor decisions, you will begin to develop a poor self-image. It's likely to become a downward spiral as the negativity will breed more negativity. Let me encourage you to focus on your strengths and the positive things you do. We all do stupid things from time to time. No one's perfect. When you do make poor judgments, then learn all you can from your mistakes. Then, use your self-control to stop thinking about them. And unless there's a darn good reason, don't talk about your weaknesses or your unwise decisions. If you're going through a challenging time in your life, I encourage you to listen to my podcast titled, It's a New Day. If my daily lessons are not being sent directly to your email inbox, please sign up to receive them in the upper right-hand corner of littlethingsmatter.com. You can also subscribe to my daily podcast by clicking the Apple icon in the same location. And remember, since we aren't perfect, we're all going to make mistakes. The key is to learn from them and move on.